So the final thing I want to ask you about, more macro point of view of CLL, your colleague Haigab Kantarjian, I think at least said to me, maybe other people have said it, that maybe CLL is going to become the new CML. And I'm curious where you think things are heading and might be in the next 3 to 5 years with CLL. Where do you think these oral agents are going to fit in, but also where CAR T is going to fit in?
So I think that's the statement that it will become like CML is probably accurate. I think we have more work to do. The drugs that we have are not quite as effective as the drugs that we have for CML in terms of these deep molecular remissions that are seen in CML in the majority of patients. In CLL, there is more work to do, but I think we have the tools that we need in order to develop treatments like CML where we're able to get very deep remissions in the majority of patients, and also where we will be able to treat patients and have a discussion about having a treatment-free interval and a break from treatment. So, I mean, there's been a revolution of treatment over the past 3 to 5 years in CLL. We have new drugs that work by different mechanisms of action. I think the new drugs afford us the opportunity to eliminate or at least delay the need for chemotherapy and all the bad things that we see with chemotherapy until later on in the disease and only in patients that we need to use the chemotherapy for. So I'm encouraged about that aspect.